Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So far, we understand that Islam has a lot to say about rights of animals, about how we deal with animals, how we benefit from animals, how we treat animals, and how bad and evil it is for us to mistreat animals as well. We mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرِيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّا. When evil rulers enter into a village, أَفْسَدُوهَا, they will destroy it, they will corrupt it. Now, I think one way of looking at it is that they will bring about havoc, for example, in burning houses, in killing people. Another way of looking at it is that level of facade, of corruption, is looked at from the moral side, moral corruption. And there are many, many ahadith and also many verses in the Holy Quran that I will be sharing with you in this episode that speak about the connection, the relationship between our nature and our nafs. We know, you know, all of these ahadith that say, أَتَحْسَبُ أَنَّكَ جُرْمٌ صَغِيرٌ وَفِيكَ انْطَوَى الْعَالَمُ الْأَكْبَرُ. We know the ayah in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We know that there is that microcosmic, macrocosmic relationship that we have. But how do we interpret it? And the approach that we need to have is also needs to be a positive, productive approach, where someone who might not have that much information about Islam, a Muslim or a non-Muslim, would understand and interpret in the correct way. You know, when we say, well, there are droughts and that's because of our sins, you know, other people might see that to be not only a mockery, but also insulting as well, and saying, you know, like, you know, doesn't God have anything else to do than to harm us human beings by making us suffer because of a plague or because of drought or because of a flood or something like that? So I think we need to understand this within the correct context, especially from the topic, the theological topic of shar and shurur and evil. That's not my place here. That's not what I'm going to be discussing in detail. But just for us to look at these things from a different angle, that if I don't protect the amana, if I don't honor the amana given to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy with me. And if God is not happy with me, He will block barakatu sama. He will block blessings from the skies, from the heaven. And of course, that could be from because of my own sinning as an individual. It could be because I allow al-munkar to happen. It could be because us collectively are silent towards dhulm and oppression that is happening among us. And so from the different angles, interpreting all of them in the right way.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Can we say that with absolute certainty, beyond any doubt, the reason why this flood happened is because you were sinning and you committed this? No, absolutely not. It could be for ibtila, it could be a test, it could be a punishment, it could be bringing back balance, it could be for a variety of other things. I do think that when we see all of these recommendations, what brings faqr, what brings ghina, then we will understand that a lot of it's to do with cleanliness, a lot of it is to do with avoiding sin as well. You know, for example, this hadith says, tarku zina, avoiding adultery, wa kansul fina, and cleaning, sweeping, vacuuming your house, wa ghaslul ina, and washing your utensils, washing the dishes, majlabatun lil ghina, will bring about wealth. Now, of course, washing dishes, there are a lot of mustahabat, a lot of makruhat to do with washing dishes. The most makruh of things related to this issue of washing of dishes is allowing dishes to be left uncleaned, unwashed overnight. So you need to always make sure that your dish sink, that your dishwashing sink, that your dishwashing machine, whatever it is, that your sink is clean all the time before you go to sleep. Don't allow it to stay dirty overnight, because it will bring about faqr. This is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Washing dishes, cleaning your house, cleaning your yard, majlabatun lirizq, Imam Ridha alayhi salam. It brings about rizq, Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Kansul fina, cleaning your yard will bring about rizq. I'm going to say house, I'm going to say yard, I'm going to say anything to do with your environment, cleaning your environment. I think that's what A'immatu Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are saying. Cleaning your front yard, cleaning your backyard, and how mustahab they are, basically means cleaning, keeping your environment clean. Mal'oonun, mal'oon, thalathun, mal'oonun, man fa'aluhunna. You know, again, these are people who have been cursed according to the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Someone who relieves themselves under a muthmir, a tree that bears fruit or something like that. Or even ala qari'at al-tariq, even if someone is relieving themselves on a pathway as well, is also something that is reprehensible in Islam. When we are talking about that, we are speaking about how these events, how these practices in our world have an effect on our environment, a detrimental effect on our environment, because we are related to nature. That's why, you know, some people, they say Mother Nature, you know, because there's a connection, you know, there's that relationship that we have with al-tabi'ah, with that which is around us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.